moving, and what is static, stand still, just like Sushupti, that down, that deep sleep slumber. Kharasatvani bhutani, whatever you will have in your experience in this world, they are always changing, place, moving. And utastha khara uchyate, which is undetectable, that is said to be the prime cause or foundation of this khara, this moving world. That is statistic, a plain, undetectable akkhara. Just not khara-dhati-taham, akkhara-dhati-taham. I am independent of these two classes of creative things, both khara and akkhara, the static or this moving, moving. I am transcend both of these types of existence. Mm-hmm. I am there. So detectable and undetectable. Undetectable is the base foundation for which the detectable things to be seen here.
The wives, the Yajnapatnis,
huh?
Some of the wives of the Brahmanas, Yajnapatnis, they could not be with Krishna, and by force they have left the body, seemingly.
One left, and he was physically opposed, and the body was there, the soul went there. That is one case.
Yes.
And others, when they after visit, they are really reluctant to come back after their darshan service to Krishna. And also they expressed apprehension that if we go back, we have disobeyed them, they won't accept us again. No, you will go. They will accept you with respect. Don't be afraid. I am everywhere. I am even existing within their mind. I shall manage. You go. They will be respectfully received back. And they reluctantly came away. And their qualification as Brahmin, they are not gopis. So the Lakshmi Devi is not getting the entrance admission. So they have some difficulty also. For their previous home attachment, something like. But still, their heart, next time, they will be able to get entrance. Gaur Hari Bol.
You said that Krishna consciousness movement would spread also to other planets. What is the means by which preaching will go on other planets?
Everywhere, about the planet. Even it is possible in the realm of trees, the birds, there also so many agents may be sent by Krishna's will. Amongst the bird preacher will preach. In different society, different type of agent may go and spread about Krishna consciousness. It may not be impossible in their own tongue, in their tongue, in their expression. It may continue. And their representative also there in Vrindavan. They are all conscious. The trees, creepers, birds, they are all conscious of Krishna. From their party, delegations may go. Agents may be distributed, sent in different quarters, go. go, speak in English, and speak in Sanskrit. Only Sanskrit speaking of Krishna consciousness is really confined to Sanskrit speakers. No. In English, in Africa, in Arabic, Gita translation. So in any place, in any language, even in the language of the birds and beasts and the insects and worms, it is possible. But still, the human species generally is accepted for preaching. It is well suited. In the Shastra, we are told, but not impossible in anywhere. But here, facilities greater, it's human mouth.
In Jarikanda, Lord Chaitanya preached to the animals.
Yes. Because in that plane, independent of body and the mind, there is a plane of soul. If waves may be transmitted in that layer of soul, it can awaken there. It is possible. And the Vasudev Datta, when he says, praise to Mahaprabhu, release all these suffering souls of different types, and their whole, the burden of their sin may be put on my head, and I may go to eternal hell. No, Krishna is not bankrupt. That to release so many souls, and he will have to make loan, and for that he will keep you as the jamin ki, jamin there.
Guarantee.
Guarantee something like a person who stands guarantee.
Guarantor,
something like that. When a person stands guarantee for another person, what is it?
Co-signer.
Anyhow, the Krishna, you are a devotee, and you are putting a petition to him, and he will grant you rest assured. Hell life is not necessary for releasing them. And Haridasa Thakur says, I am quite confident that when you are singing the name of Krishna, and whatever, sound, that wave, is reaching whatever ear, they are all getting released and going to Krishna. Not to speak of human beings, but even the beasts, bars, even the trees, even the stones, in whatever. So deep singing of Krishna. So penetrating into the in the highest plane of soul, most subtle. So carried by the wave of that finest layer, it will reach their heart, and it is so strong, then it will work release for them forever, take them to Krishna. Previously we are told that Ramchandra, with all of his capital, the whole capital, went to Vaikuntha, took with him, along with him, the whole animation of Ayodhya. So you have come, you will take the whole globe in your age to Krishna Loka, not for a very small handful of human beings you have come here. Your descent is general amnesty. Must be in the world. That was spoken by Haridasa Thakur to Mahaprabhu. those Hari Bodh. It may be possible. Because it's a movement, the wave created in the finest layer of soul. And independent of the body and the mind, it may work in that plane and give absolve them. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Jai. Chaitanya Das, is he here or gone? The disciple of...
He's here.
He's here. He's putting question now.
No
asking.
One question.
What is that?
Often I'm wondering, it is said that Lord Krishna appears in all the species of life, and I know that he appears in different incarnations as Matsya, Kurma, etc. But I often wonder how he appears in every species of life. Could you please explain this to me?
What does he say?
Said Krishna incarnates avatar in Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Idyadi. So, but we are told that he appears in all species. And we don't understand. Krishna appears in all the different prana, yoni.
Maybe.
How's
maybe
that?
As his sweet will, and in their language he may represent himself. He's infinite. There was one atheist, Arjo Samaji, came to put me in Karachi a question. If finite can know infinite, he is no infinite. And when I answered in the opposite direction, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, then he is no infinite. Mm. But that man shook my hand and said, without speaking a single word, but namaste. So, when he is infinite, he can do anything and everything.
Yes.
Otherwise, he is not infinite. If he fails to make himself known to the grass or to the stone, he is not infinite. Because he is infinite, his capacity, his grace, everything is infinite. We have to take it up. And what a finite brain we have got, according to our Guru Maharaj has this puppy brain. The puppy brain. Swami Maharaj says that UNESCO members, they have so many dogs. Even dogs' capacity, merit may be more than those. Dogs, the scientific, civilized dogs.
Yeah.
A question of mind. To catch the truth is necessary, urgent necessary is the mind, the attitude, and not this human figure only. Mentally crypt. The mentally, so many dogs, asses, Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam says many a time, Savij bara ushta karai samstita purusha pasu, nojat karna pathu geetam yatu nama gadagraja. The name of the Lord has not entered in a particular way. He is lower than an ass, dog, the
hog,
and
camel.
Camel. They are samstuta. They are all appraising that mind, human figure, that you are a higher dog. The hog says, you are a greater hog. The elephant says, the camel says, you are a more efficient the camel. In this way they are making praise of them, because with so much intelligence, so much high capacity, you are doing mind what we are doing. So our market is going to fail. You intelligent camel has entered into our arena, and we are becoming worthless. In this way, they are praising them. The camel says, that I eat with thorny branches, and the thorn enters into my mouth, and the blood oozes. This is my special characteristic. I don't. But you get so many thorns entering always in your mind as pain, but still do not care for that. You go on that sort of bad experience with your habit. The hog says that I am not only as for eating, for honoring the rejected things of all, the stools. But what do you do? You are always the vishay, the kaam, krodh, lobh, and all these things. You are always devouring and khara, this punah punah chod bito chod banana. You are always tasting that thing, the stools. Without prasad, whatever you eat, that takes me down. You are devouring that. You have exceeded me. The dog, that without any aim, I always run in the street. I run to a particular direction that I have got some urgent business. Then again, changing, suddenly changing the direction. Again, I want to run the opposite direction. You are also surpassed me in that no aim, no proper aim of your life. Only hither, thither, attracted, and you are running, always running, very busy, about nothing. It is my bad name that I am very busy, always busy, running, without any real aim. Right? You are doing the same thing, with more in higher way. So my bread will be finished. And the wood, and the gada, and the ass. This, people calls me very bad name, that I only bear the burden, without having any taste of it, I am made to bear. But what burden, tasteless burden you are bearing, man? So many responsibility in your brain. But what for? For your son, your wife, your friends, for your country, you give posing that you are bearing so much responsibility. But that is all futile. Whatever you are doing, that creating trouble more for them, this is tasteless bearing the responsibility, which is very aimlessly. All burden producing no desired result. You are a greater ass in this way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This black marketing, in a good big brain, black marketing is done in such a way that all the small black marketers, they do not get any livelihood. They can't have money to live. The big black marketeers, with their higher brain, they are making monopoly of black marketing. So the small black marketeers, they are always fasting and calling bad names. to the greater. You human beings, you are devolving and you accuse us. But you are greater than my creatures. Nidai, 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 Gaurhari, 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 Gaurhari. Nidai, Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Nidai, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. So our Ambujyakha Prabhu, he has to look after the construction now and then. Govinda Maharaj is not here. Not always, but...
Yeah, until he comes back.
You know? Okay.